Hello everyone, this is Xiao Ying. I'm a Senior Program Manager in the Azure DevTest Lab team. In this how-to video, I'm going to show you how to use artifacts when creating a VM in the DevTest Lab, including how to add artifacts and change the order to apply them to the VM. If you never heard about artifacts before, you may be wondering what is artifact in DevTest Lab and why do I want to use it? Simply speaking, artifacts represent the pieces to be deployed or configured after a new lab VM is provisioned. They can be applications that you want to install on the VM or actions that you want to run, such as a script to clone your source repository. Azure DevTest Lab has been shipped with quite a few artifacts that you can simply use when creating your lab VM. You can also author your own artifacts to be used in the lab, and we'll cover more how you can do that in another how-to video. Now let me show you step by step how you can use an artifact when creating a lab VM. Let's first go to the lab blade and click to create a lab VM. Let's input the lab VM name fabtest-win40 and pick a base image from the list. Here I'm going to pick a Windows base image and then input the username and password. And after you can see the base is selected, the artifact setting is enabled. Let's click this one and take a deeper look into this. As you can see, the newly opened Add Artifacts blade shows a list of artifacts that you can choose to apply to the VM that you are going to create based on the operating system of the base you just selected. This list shows you the name of the artifacts, the description, and which repository it belongs to. The artifacts in the public repo are the ones my team has shipped for you to use immediately. Because I just choose a Windows base, this list shows all the artifacts that work for Windows, such as .NET Framework, PowerShell, etc. If I change the base to Linux, like CentOS, you can see a different list of the artifacts that only works for Linux. Now let's get back to the Windows base and use two public artifacts to create the VM with Fiddler 4 and my latest job from Visual Studio Online. Since the DevTest Lab has already shipped a public artifact for Fiddler 4, let's simply pick this one from the list. The description of this artifact tells the Fiddler 4 will be installed through the Chocolaty Package Manager, so let's click to add that. There's also an artifact that allows you to install any public package from Chocolaty. Just input the package name that is available in the Chocolaty's package gallery and you'll be good to go. Now let's pick another artifact to download a job from the Visual Studio Online onto the VM I'm going to create. This artifact takes four parameters: the project URL in VSO, the build definition name, and your personal access token to access the job, and the path to run your deployment script stored in VSO after the job is downloaded to the VM. Let's input those values one by one. So I'm going to copy and paste my project URL and my build definition name, and here's the personal access token. And you can create and manage your personal access token in VSO by going to the security tab in your profile page in VSO, if you're wondering. And the last is the path to the script that I'm going to use to deploy the job. And now let's click to add this artifact. Okay, now in the Add Artifacts blade, you can see on the top, two artifacts are selected. Let's click this one to check all the artifacts we've just added. And you can see that in the Selected Artifacts blade, in addition to view all the artifacts that will be applied to the VM, you can also drag and drop to change the order to execute or delete the ones that you don't want to use anymore. Now let's click OK to finish the artifact settings and create a VM. Once the VM is created, you'll get Fiddler 4 and a VSO job installed on the machine as well. Alright, this is all I'd like to show in this video. We've seen how to use artifacts when creating a VM in the DevTest Lab, including how to add artifacts and change the order to apply them to the VM. The artifact support is just one cool feature in Azure DevTest Lab to get you fast, easy, and lean DevTest environment. Please try it today and discover all of those great things. Have fun!